This week, we've seen that with the last 50,000 American troops coming home, violence has broken out in Iraq. But for those troops who are home, the effects of the war linger. Today, we're going to visit with one family who, like 41,000 others, have both parents in the military. It was 10 years ago this Christmas that Sergeants Jim and Tammy Nordman met while serving in the Nebraska National Guard. Since that time, they had two children, 8-year-old JJ and 9-year-old Hope, and 5 deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan between them. This is the first Christmas in 3 years that they'll spend together. One thing both JJ and Hope are looking forward to is racing their Pinewood Derby cars with Mom and Dad there.
Can I race the wagon, Lynn?
If you want to.
It's not so fast, Hope, I'm just saying.
Jim was a crew chief on military helicopters in Iraq, and JJ appears to have his dad's love of flying.
I like to fly remote control helicopters with my dad and race him.
Hope tells us about what she's looking forward to.
To sit around the Christmas tree and open presents.
The kids are excited for the holidays, but as we'll hear, they and their parents are still dealing with the effects of the war. Jim and Tammy Nordman join us from their home. And Jim, we came across your story in the Lincoln Journal Star, and it has this amazing photo that caught our eye of Tammy and the kids with tears in their eyes waiting for your plane to land. It's hard to describe, but people can see it at hereandnow.org. And we're wondering, what was going through your mind when you were about to land?
Well, the anticipation on that last leg of the flight, really, I didn't get much sleep, I'll just say that. I was up for about 36 hours, and that last hour was just amazing. Just about every emotion ever experienced, I felt in that hour. All I could think about, I had tunnel vision and just hugging my kids, my wife, and just being with them finally.
And now that you're both home, you both have jobs. Tammy, you recently got a job with an insurance company after being out of work for about a year. Can you explain to people what it's like adjusting from life as a single mom when Jim was deployed to once again sharing the responsibilities with home and kids and a job?
It's actually it's been a little bit of an up and down this week, but we're making it work. You know, he had the year of having him by himself while I was gone, and he did a great job, and then turn around and I had him for a year while he was gone. And you know, it's great that we both agree on parenting styles or we'd be in big trouble. He had to relearn where I put things because I did move things around and relearn how to do certain things that we both normally know how to do when we're here together. But when we're separated, it's different. We have our mindset on something else when we're over there. And when we're here, we're in a single-minded parent and we keep moving.
Like my wife said, that we spent a year apart not having to really report to people on where we put stuff in our own room. So it's just a little bit of a learning hurdle that we've got to get over.
Jim, you're fortunate. You have a job, and many returning veterans are unemployed. But you work for the federal government as a technician on the same kind of Black Hawks you flew while in Iraq. So your civilian and your military jobs here overlap. But there's still a lot of reintegration that takes place, I imagine, when you come back from fighting in a war and being on a base, that you need a period of time to adjust. And I'm wondering, adjust to what civilian life, which is a much calmer experience than being overseas, where you have rushes of adrenaline and long periods of boredom. How's it going? How's it affecting you?
Well, the adjustment period is, like you said, it's a long process, and it takes its toll. Right now, I'm actually battling a couple of personal demons with myself. I mean, simple things like driving to Walmart and picking up groceries or Christmas presents. I get so anxious when I see all of the people in the store that I immediately start looking for a way out. It's just that trying to avoid the crowds.
That's a hypervigilance that we hear counselors talk about that's common with returning veterans, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to avoid any place where we really can't control the outcome. And it's that kind of mentality that's a little bit hard to lose. And, you know, walking around carrying my personal weapons in Iraq and then coming home, not having them with me, there are times where I'll just be kind of zoned out in my own little world, and when I snap to, I'm immediately reaching and looking for something that's missing, and then I realize, oh, it's my weapons I don't have with me. So it's a huge adjustment, and it just takes time and patience on both my and my family's part to overcome that and get comfortable back into a new surrounding.
Tammy, do you also have this sense of hypervigilance? We've heard of returning vets sleeping with their weapons. Do you experience that as well? And also, how do you help Jim cope with it?
I did. When I first got back, you know, he's up in the air. I was on the ground. And so I did patrol sometimes as well in convoys. But I did have the same sense as he did, that you wake up and not feel like you're missing something. Also, the going into places, I still have a little bit of that when I go into restaurants. I'm constantly always turning around looking at who's behind me. I can't have people stand behind me. I have to try to sit with my back to the wall. There's certain things, and to help him, it's good for both of us, I guess, so we understand each other, kind of what we're going through. And we both just, you know, try to talk through it and talk to each other. You know, he's been through more deployments than I have, but it's just the calming and the talking, and we know what we have each been through.
Jim, you were talking about this hypervigilance you feel and that you get anxious going into a Walmart where there are lots of people. And this is Christmas time. This is when everybody's out doing things. What? Explain a little more about what are you worried about? What makes, how are you feeling? What are your emotions? And what concerns you about these, about going into situations where there are large crowds?
Well, the big thing is just the fear of the unknown. Overseas, approaching the situation, we always approach it with a sense of what is the worst that could happen, the worst case scenario. And coming back from that, you're looking at every situation in that same sense. You're kind of programmed to do that. When I walk into a busy store or I see a large gathering of people, even in traffic, it's just your mind starts racing on what could happen. What do I need to do to protect myself and my assets? Just trying to do conflict resolution in your head, and it causes just a rush of emotions. Anxiety, you get an adrenaline rush. For me, I actually will start shaking.
Are you getting help?
I am. I'm talking to a therapist and, you know, doing my best to work through it.
That's Sergeant Jim Nordman. He and his wife Tammy are both in the Nebraska National Guard, and Sunday will be the first Christmas they're spending together with their children in 3 years. When we come back, how has the anxiety of war affected their children, especially when they're always worrying that their parents will be sent back overseas? Back in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our visit with the Nordman family of Lincoln, Nebraska. Sergeants Jim and Tammy Nordman met while serving in the Nebraska National Guard, got married, and had two kids, JJ and Hope. And they're dealing with some of the same struggles thousands of other military families face. How to come back together when you've been apart for so long. And Jim, you're still in the National Guard. You have to stay in to be eligible for your civilian job as a technician on Black Hawk helicopters. So there's always a chance you'll be redeployed. Do you think about how that will affect your family?
Well, I mean, being in the National Guard, you always have that risk. I mean, I know what I signed up for, so I'm always trying to not think of it, I guess, would be that just that avoidance. But being in the National Guard and a federal technician, I'm always constantly around the military. So I understand that for me, whether it's a stateside deployment or a federal deployment that I'm helping out with, state active duty for emergency relief, I know that chance is always there. And my family knows that. It's still difficult when you sit down and think about it and realize that it's a good possibility. It does get pretty overwhelming, but at the same time, you know, it's what I've been preparing for. So I really, there's a bunch of mixed emotions with it.
And are you worried about any adverse effects on your kids with the way you're feeling now and this uncontrollable anxiety that you're having, that it might have an adverse effect on your kids?
I am. I'm actually very worried about that. And that's why normally I'm not the type of guy to go to a doctor for sniffles or anything like that. But with the training that the Army gives us in reintegration, it opened my eyes to the possibility that there might be more going on with me. So I took that first step and went to a doctor and just started talking. And I did it mainly to avoid any long-term effects on my kids. I wanted to control what is going on with me, and there are some times I can't. Well, getting the kids involved with my therapy will help them understand what's going on, why it's going on, and hopefully help them develop the coping mechanisms that I need to help me through this rough part.
So they're getting therapy with you too?
They will be. Actually, while I was gone on my first deployment, my daughter actually went through therapy for an anxiety issue because of the deployment. And this last deployment, my son actually went into therapy for the same reason, for a possible anxiety disorder. So they already have a good idea of what's going on.
That's heartbreaking that they absorb so much and feel so much, even at such a young age. Have there been incidents where you've taken them to the mall or been in a traffic jam and you've had a feeling you can't control and they are confused about what's going on?
Fortunately, not yet. I haven't really put them into that position. But normally, if we're going to the mall or going someplace where there would be a lot of traffic or people, my wife is with me or there's another adult with me. And that really is a comforting feeling, knowing that I'm with a group and I'm not isolated. So I tend to not get as anxious as I would if I were by myself.
Tammy, being home with them while Jim was gone, did you see things you were worried about with your kids or anxieties you're helping to address with them?
My son this time, for instance, you know, I could tell he had anxiety as well. And so we did take him in for some help. And he's doing a lot better now. He was doing better before Dad even came home. But we do have some great kids because they seem to adjust really well. What kids in their place wouldn't have a little bit of anxiety or be what, you know, how would they have? So they're doing pretty well.
Tammy, with the war in Iraq over and the conflict in Afghanistan drawing down, what do you think people should take from this as a bigger message about our deployment overseas and what's this meant for our country and for your family? Sort of what is the larger message you may have from what you've experienced as a family that others can learn from?
I guess I try to take every minute that I can with them and cherish it because, you know, you never know what's going to happen or how long you're going to be apart from them. So that's what I take from it. Just one day away from them or even going to work now is like totally different. I can't wait to get home and be with my family. So it makes it a big difference to know that they're here and I don't have to go home by myself or go back to my room by myself.
And Jim, what do you hope others understand, people who are listening to this, about your returning home from a war that's now over? What do you hope comes through for them?
I'd say a big thing would be that the soldiers that go over and fight, they are doing it because they're being told to. Yes, they may have volunteered to be in the service, but they didn't necessarily volunteer to do that deployment or do the things they did over there. So it's not a personal responsibility or it's not the responsibility of the individual soldiers for what happened necessarily. And don't hold an individual soldier personally responsible for the things that are going on. And just be supportive of the individual people that are doing their jobs, especially for the lower enlisted that always get told exactly what to do. They're not the decision makers. So it does no good for individuals in society to point fingers at individual soldiers and say they're no good because they're not responsible for the consequences of those decisions. Just be supportive of the individual and understand that they're going through a lot that 99% of Americans will probably never experience. So be supportive is the biggest thing for me.
Be supportive. Jim and Tammy, how will you spend Christmas this weekend?
The kids and I are going to go to church for Christmas Eve, and then we're going to come home and spend a night alone with just us four. We'll unwrap some presents, and then we'll wake up Christmas morning and unwrap more presents, and then we'll go out to my husband's parents live in Ashland, so we'll be out there for the day for a little bit, and that's how we're going to spend the weekend together as a family.
And Jim, is Santa going to be extra generous to the kids this year?
I think that prediction is pretty solid, that Santa's going to be overly generous.
Well, Merry Christmas to you both.
Well, thank you very much for the time.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's Tammy and Jim Nordman speaking to us from their home in Lincoln, Nebraska. They're both in the Nebraska National Guard and are spending the first Christmas together in 3 years. Next week on Here and Now, another view of the Iraqi war, this time from Iraqis living in the U.S. That's Monday. The latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Harvard Art Museums, from Chinese jades to Jasper Johns, Byzantium to Bernini, learn more at harvardartmuseums.org. And by the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, presenting Dance Draw, an exploration of art and performance, on view now, icaboston.org.